This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gox. Who is he? He's a cryptocurrency trading hamster. I'll explain that for you. Coming up in moments with you tonight. It's Ian.
Hamster coin?
Oh, sorry. It's the captain.
Hamster coin?
It probably exists. Wouldn't surprise me if somebody already made that.
What would the acronym be for hamster coin?
HMC?
HMC?
That probably already exists, too. There's thousands of these things out there. So we've been talking about the difficult time that restaurants are having nationwide. That's what we covered earlier in the show, but now specifically focusing on New York City, where in just the last 2 weeks, restaurateurs have found their business drop by 40 to 60%, depending on who you talk to. It is brutal ever since the vaccine passport.
Any industry except the restaurant industry, I think, would fold.
Why accept the rest? Like, you know, why would they be better off than, say, a gym or something like that?
I don't know. I might just be saying things to say them. But I feel like, you know, if you're a retail outlet, I don't know, let's say textiles, right? You're, I don't know, a jeans store. All you sell is jeans. And you suffer a 60% loss in business. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's over.
You can't take that for very long. Mm-hmm. You know, restaurants have been sort of enduring.
Yeah, but a lot of them have only been enduring it because they've been getting money from the government. They've been getting a handout in order to keep their doors open.
And so have other businesses, too, to be fair, I guess. So a lot of folks have been filling out those forms to get the government cheese that come with a whole bunch of stipulations about what you can and can't do with that government cheese. And, of course, if you violate those terms, then they're going to consider that a contract that you signed.
Yeah, and a lot of good these handouts are doing when it's still not enough money to hire people. Right, so you thought the handout was going to save your business? Okay, yeah, it might let you pay the rent, but if people aren't coming through the door to eat, and if people aren't coming through the door to work, you don't have a business.
Yeah, I just feel like restaurants are more resilient than other businesses. That's why I said, you know, that bit about.
But we'll see, because, you know, it used to be the old thing they would say about restaurants is most of them die in their first year, right? Like, they don't even stick around for long at all.
A surprising number of restaurants are started and then closed without ever making a profit, and yet a whole bunch of people get employed in the process.
That's true. And those investors lose their money.
Yeah, they do.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Bad Slave.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just, this belongs to these local governments, these mayors and governors and, you know, they own this. Every lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, you know, we've had, you know, illness in the past, you know, the different flu strains and colds and pneumonias. And I mean, people survived that stuff. I mean, the fact that they ramped up the data to, turn it into a so-called pandemic doesn't change the reality of it wasn't that bad.
It still isn't.
And, exactly. And so, you know, these are evil operators, you know, who's going to call them out? And,
we're calling them out every night here on Free Talk Live. A lot of good it does.
7 days a week.
You know, I mean, you can call them out all you want. As long as people keep doing what they're told, as long as these restaurateurs keep enforcing these vaccine mandates that are killing their business, they're going to get what they deserve, which is they're going to go under.
The only way out is mass disobedience, massive civil disobedience, and just disobeying the mandates, right? So if all of the restaurants in, say, New York City, or at least a large
10%,
percent of them.
10%. Yeah.
10-15%, somewhere in there. If they all just didn't comply, this whole thing would go away, because they're not going to arrest all of these people. They're not going to put
them all in
jail. They're going to, of course, but
they're going to make some examples.
They're going to try.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way out of this is mass disobedience.
But that's
the only way.
You're going under anyway. Why don't you just open up your business and say, I know there were a few of them. I remember early on, and we should check and see if these guys are, what's happening to them. Because there were like a handful of businesses in New York City that were kind of, there were some headlines coming out, or at least some social media shares saying, they're posting signs up saying, we will not check your status. So have they been fined? What's going on with them? I'm curious, because it would seem like these businesses that are getting pushback from customers, that's what the next paragraph here is in the story, is about, you know, customers get angry when you tell them you're not allowed to come in here anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if you open the door up and say, hey, you can come in, we don't care who you are, as long as you pay your bill, you know, you can eat here, then a bunch of these customers who've been looking for somewhere to go, they're coming to you.
Yeah.
And then if the goon squad comes down on your restaurant, you could send out a Facebook or Twitter update or whatever to all your fans, or, and let them know, hey, you know, this is happening. You know those people are going to come down and they're going to back you up in that situation because they care about having you continue business. Now you're losing all of that that goodwill.
Yeah.
You know, the people who are so cowardly that they have to wear a mask or whatever, these aren't the people you want on your side. They're going to throw you to the wolves the moment you don't agree with them on something. Anyway, that's
More people need to be pointing those fingers. More people need to be, calling this out. And the data. Every day we find out, that the data that they've been selling us has been, bad.
Yeah, it's falsified. It's BS. It's inflated. Or in the case of VAERS, it's deflated, the voluntary system to report the various different potential effects, side effects of the vaccinations. Thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You can't believe the government numbers on this, but even the government numbers say this thing isn't really dangerous.
No,
even they're dishonest numbers.
There's a great meme I saw this week on the social media, and it said, hey, do you remember when, you know, some new strain of something would come along and we'd treat it with, like, saltines and chicken soup and, you know, plenty of fluids instead of global communism?
Right. So back to the story here about New York restaurants suffering under the vaccine, New York City specifically, because it's not the state, it's just New York City with a mandate for vaccine passports. One of the folks here, Burke, he is Fergal Burke, the owner of O'Donohue's in Manhattan, Times Square, says he's only open because his landlord's giving him a break.
Sorry, Fergal Burke. What kind of a name is Fergal?
I presume it is...
is it F-E-R-G-L-E?
F-E-R-G-A-L.
G-A-L, okay.
I presume it is... What is O'Donohue's? It sounds like it's
Burke. Does it have the useless E at the end? B-U-R-K-E?
It is, yeah.
Okay,
it sounds like he is from Ireland or something, right? That's my guess.
Ah, Fergal.
Burke isn't... Yeah,
going to Fergal's.
And his staff have had to refuse a lot of customers for not having the vaccine passports. Quote, they're being refused and they get a resentment against us. They don't get a resentment against Bill de Blasio or Biden or whoever is mandating us to check for this. It comes as a personal rejection, he said.
How horrible is that? So not only do customers pay the price for these mandates, and not only do the restaurants pay the price for having to enforce these mandates in the way of, you know, hiring a person to check, you know, that kind of a thing, or do it themselves and cost them time where they could be useful elsewhere in their business. But it's also costing in this way as well.
But here's the thing. A lot of these people probably understand that Bill de Blasio, the mayor of the city, is to blame for this. But the reality is Bill de Blasio isn't there checking your vaccine passport.
And so the people who put all this crap in place that the customers should be mad at are a couple of degrees removed from the anger.
Mm-hmm.
And that anger gets taken out on the restaurateurs instead.
Well, look, you're still responsible for it. Even though as he says here, quote, we don't want this mandate. We want nothing to do with this. But you're still doing it. So, you know, if a cop doesn't agree with the laws he's enforcing, but he still enforces those laws, he's just as much to blame as the legislators that passed those laws.
Yeah.
In the same way that, you know, the Nuremberg trials, saying it was, I'm just following orders, didn't get you out of responsibility for it. So,
correct.
I get it, man. It sucks that your customers are mad at you, and they're no longer going to be your customers because you rejected them. But You just brought this on yourself because you're afraid of what the government gang is going to do to you. I get why business owners are cowards and they do this stuff. I get they just want to stay in business.
Yeah, they got to keep their money rolling in.
But you're down 40%. You're down. He said 60% in 2 weeks.
It's insane.
So how's that going to work out for you? How's this obedience thing working out for you? Number 603-283-6160. You keep doing what they say.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. 6160. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is also here.
Want to make sure you know about Intercoin. They can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. So is there a token that you want to launch or an app that you want to build for your community? Go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to Intercoin.org.
I wonder if there's a token. Like T-O-K-I-N apostrophe.
Oh, token. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe they haven't thought of that one yet, Captain.
I wonder if I can get with Intercoin and launch that.
Check it out over at Intercoin.org as we continue here talking about the dire straits of restaurants in New York City specifically. And I imagine there's probably similar stories coming out of San Francisco and elsewhere as far as these vaccine passports. Well, San Francisco is pretty obedient. Probably everybody loves the vaccine passport there. But in New York City, business is down 60%, according to one guy running a restaurant, a pub and restaurant in Times Square. He said he's seen a massive drop-off in just the last 2 weeks since the vaccine passport thing went into effect. And there's more here from this. If you want to join us, again, the number is 603-283-6160, especially if you work in the restaurant business and you can speak to what is, you know, what's it like out there right now? How difficult is it to make it work in the restaurant business? It doesn't seem easy, especially when it's hard to find help and the customers are dropping off as the prices are going up because meat is not getting cheaper and other items are not getting cheaper at the store. The guy here they're interviewing, his name is Fergal Berg. He runs O'Donohue's Pub and Restaurant, saying that his customers are taking it out on them. They're the ones enforcing, you know, his employees have to enforce the stupid vaccine mandate, or he's decided they have to because he's afraid of the government gang. And so as a result, customers are saying goodbye. They're not coming back. They're leaving. They're pissed. And they don't want to have to deal with this.
When you force your customers to do something they don't want to do, they no longer are your customers? Yeah. Weird. He's strange how that happens.
And he makes an interesting point here. He says, I mean, how is that fair in New York City that the trains are jammed with people with a silly mask on and they're not being mandated to show nothing? And yet they're coming against the heart of the city. We're the ones that are trying to keep 20 people employed here. So there's no passport to ride the subway is what he's saying. Yeah. And there's people packed in like sardines, you know, in the subways apparently again in New York City. But yet he's got to enforce all these stupid rules at his front door.
But wait, what kind of an entity is the subway? Is it a government run?
It is government run. Originally it was privately built, but they took it over.
Weird.
Yeah, that is very interesting, isn't it? Like, why are they targeting these restaurants with these mandates, but not mandating the same thing for traveling around the city? If they are so concerned about COVID-19,
well,
is it just an oversight?
It's always been about control. You know this. If it wasn't, then, like, even in places like not New York, where they have businesses where now you have to show either a negative test within 72 hours of, like, going to a concert or your proof of vaccination. Well, if it was really about safety, we know that unvaccinated people who've had the COVID and gotten over it will have antibodies. We know that vaccinated people will have antibodies. And so the test, in theory, if it was about safety, that everybody should have to take and pass is, do you have the antibodies?
Because vaccinated people still get it.
Correct. Yeah. And so
a lot of
that would make a lot more sense. But it's not about safety, and it's never been about safety. Yeah. It's been about control the entire time, and it's going to continue to be about control because they see it working in other places.
But here's the question, though. Obviously, it's about control, right? I get that. And they love control. So why not try to control people and their freedom of movement? Why not institute I'm not suggesting this, right? But, like, just comparing.
Let's not give any ideas.
But why not? Maybe it's because they can't find the people to enforce it either. You know, it's hard to find people working at a restaurant. Yeah. Maybe the city realizes they don't have
enough
people.
That's an excellent point. When a government can't enforce a thing themselves, whether it's a mandate or whatever, you know, kind of thing they conjure up.
Target the private businesses. Make them do it.
Yeah. Because they know they control the licensing, so that's their leverage.
Right.
Like,
you don't want to say.
We'll yank your liquor license or your restaurant, your business license.
They will.
You're done, pal.
He says, we'll go out of business if this continues. It's going to force us to shut our doors. Despite the winter coming soon, they now need to build an outdoor dining area to facilitate an outdoor space, which will cost around $10,000 to $15,000. Yeah. How's he going to do that?
And then, I don't know if you've seen this, we saw this in the lockdown too, where like, you know, you could still sit outside with your food somehow. And so then restaurants spent money, like you're saying, 15 yeah. grand to build like a gazebo or a deck or something. And yep. so, and then, you know, the weather got cold, so they had to put up like the tarps around it. And so yeah. like they've built a new inside, except now it's outside
right.
for people when they could just have gone inside anyway this whole time.
Well, restaurateur Stratus Morfigan, a managing partner of Brooklyn Chop House, thinks that the government needs to start considering bailouts to help the restaurant industry again.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well, it already happened once.
That's going to you know why it's not going to happen?
Why won't it happen again?
Because they're not too big to fail.
Business is down probably 50% because people are not comfortable with being forced to take a vaccine, he told the Epoch Times. All of a sudden, we dropped 40% week to week. Since the mandate has started, 40% in 1 week, and then 40% down from that. He says the politicians don't understand it is that there's no one-size-fits-all with medicine, and you can't tell a person has just finished chemotherapy that they have to take a vaccine to have dinner when right. their doctor says they can't.
Right.
He says now they have to police COVID-19 vaccination cards, most of which are written in pen. He says 2 million of them were distributed before the city implemented a central database. Quote, it's as smart as my 1983 driver's permit. My daughter, who's 13, can print out one of the fakes on her bedroom printer, and you want me to question the customers if this card is legitimate when every one of them is pretty much written in pen? He said his business did fairly well during COVID-19 and survived the restaurant crisis, but he feels a responsibility to speak up. He says, nobody steps up for the little guys. I'm not fighting for myself. I'm fighting for the ones that don't have a platform and are getting screwed by these politicians every day. The manager of a custom burger restaurant, The Counter, located in Times Square, told the Epoch Times that, quote, everyone is losing thousands of dollars and that they will go out of business due to the vaccine mandate.
Yeah, and the guy is right, the quote that you read just previously,
mm-hmm.
that he does have a responsibility to speak up because nobody is going to stand up for the little people.
No.
It's just not going to happen. What needs to happen is the little people need to start standing up for themselves.
Or else you're going to go out of business and all you're going to have left is corporate. All that's going to be left are the corporate restaurants feeding you whatever slop.
And it's only going to take a few, right? If one guy stands up, then the next guy stands up,
yeah.
and
yeah.
then the next guy stands, you know, it's a cascading thing.
But look, you're going to have to do more than speak. You got to do something differently. You've got to refuse to obey. That's the key aspect to this.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I just don't have much hope for New York City.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean, let's say you do stand up for yourself. Also, make sure you record it all.
Yeah.
Particularly when the goons show up. And by
get
the goons, I mean
video.
The government.
Make it viral. Yes. Make it viral.
Yes. Show the world what these a-holes do.
Just remember, if you're going to go out of business, you have nothing to lose. So put it on the line. The number here is 603-283-6160. Or if you're a freedom-minded person, just close the damn thing and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Back us up here because we've got a chance here in New Hampshire. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called the Women's March each year, and the big march and rally does take place in Washington, D.C., though it also takes place in hundreds of other cities across the nation. At the D.C. rally today, Monica Simpson of the Atlanta headquartered organization Sister Song was vocally calling for reproductive as well as racial justice.
It will take all of us.
It will take all of us.
Simpson's stressing the need for livable wages, clean air, and racial justice as being the key to the well-being of all women and, as a result, all communities. Two people dead, two seriously injured, one of them not expected to survive after a co-worker attacks them with knives and a baseball bat at their home in Davenport, Florida. He's been arrested, and this is USA Radio News. Alex Jones, the Texas man who runs the website InfoWars, is going to have to pay up after claiming that the 2012 Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut were all a big hoax. Jones was found legally responsible in two lawsuits, and the lawyer for victims says,
finally, there's some accountability standard that he's now going to have to answer to.
Attorney Bill Ogden saying he's never seen a case play out quite like this, as Jones, who lives in Austin, didn't comply with court orders to provide information for the lawsuits, meaning he lost the cases by default. A jury will determine how much he owes. 20 kids were killed in that shooting, along with six other people. California school students 12 years of age and older are now being required to get vaccinated against COVID-19, although Governor Gavin Newsom says the mandate won't really take effect until the FDA has fully approved the COVID-19 vaccine for ages 12 and up, which could happen as early November. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the crypto trading hamster. We'll tell you about him. Mr. Gox is his name. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain. I guarantee Mr. Gox has probably done better than you at, like, percentage-wise.
Maybe. I don't pay a close attention.
I mean, not you specifically.
I don't do trading.
The listeners out there, if you want to do some trading.
Not even allowed to touch cryptocurrency under my current bail condition.
If you want to do some trading, listeners out there, it might behoove you to follow
Mr. Gox.
Mr. Gox and trade the way he trades.
Well, we'll explain how he trades coming up here in a bit. Ian and the captain in the studio, the number 603-283-6160. And I want to say thanks to Libertariat, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Libertariat contributing at least $25 a month to the AMP program. Thank you for that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about AMP. And unfortunately right now, credit card, debit card AMPs are broken. So some of our amplifiers have been getting error messages. And
uh-huh.
I'm sorry, it's not your fault, it's our fault. So technically it's the banking system's fault because they suck. And credit cards and debit cards are always going to be part of that system. So we're doing what we can to figure out some sort of new options in the background for now. PayPal is still functioning, so if you want to sign up under PayPal, you can.
Would you do crypto?
I can't do crypto under my bail conditions, unfortunately.
No, okay. Can somebody be hired to implement that as a payment method?
It's already been implemented. We've had Bitcoin as a payment method for some number of years now. Almost no one ever uses it because most people don't want to spend their Bitcoin.
Yeah, okay.
But it was very expensive to actually implement that, and probably wasn't really worth doing, honestly. But there it is over at amp.freetalklive.com. Changes are coming soon to the AMP program. I'm not really sure what they're going to be yet, but, you know, I'm tossing around some ideas. So we'll let you know when that happens. I would say for now, if you're a current amplifier and you're getting error messages, just chill out and wait and see what happens. You can sign up with PayPal, but like I said, there's going to be some changes coming. So I would say just hold off. Give it a few weeks until I figure something out. I've got all kinds of things going on, you know. Like, unfortunately, this is not my priority.
I learned, you know, during the jailing of the Crypto Six, when y'all were kidnapped by the tyrants, that it is difficult to be Ian Freeman.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I spent a few hours today at a protest rally, freedom rally in Concord with hundreds of people. Very well-attended event. I would say at least several hundred people.
Nice.
Carla Garrick wanted to call it 2,000. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. The whole area in front of the State House wasn't completely packed.
Yeah.
I think then you're dealing with thousands, but definitely was a large protest.
Like, That's pretty big for New Hampshire.
Yeah, if you can get 400 or 500 people out at anything in New Hampshire, you're doing really well. So it was a very, very good protest. They actually did, I would say it was more of a march. They did a march around the streets.
Was there a specific purpose, or was this just like...
Just a freedom rally.
Just to, you know, hey, screw you,
speakers,
government, you suck.
They had music, they had speakers.
Okay.
My one critique of the rally was, why are you chanting USA? After all of what these people, these federal goons, have done to
people,
you,
find it difficult to remove nostalgia.
They really do, because
they really do.
As what we were doing there, Bonnie was with me, Alu Axelman from Liberty Block. We were all handing out flyers. We flyered that crowd thick, like it was. We penetrated that crowd.
NHExit.us.
Yeah. Well, not specifically that, but for the New Hampshire Independence as a concept. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence has a great flyer that I've been giving out for years. There's some of them had some NHExit stickers on them, but probably that was like 10% of them.
Okay.
But anyway, just getting the idea out about New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States, and from the responses we got from people, it was all positive. And now, I didn't have a chance to really do much of my polling that I was doing because there were so many people there. I just wanted to get the flyers out.
Right, yeah.
But of the people we talked to, and of those people who kind of looked at the flyer and, you know, you get their first reaction, whether they're smiling or they say something nice, almost all positive comments. No one said anything negative. No one said, oh, this is a terrible idea, you know, or threw the flyer back at me or anything like that. So it went very well, but yet then they're chanting USA, you know, later on, and then singing the national anthem. It's like, no. No. We've got a long way to go, but at least we're getting people thinking.
The indoctrination is strong.
It's hard. It's hard to deal with that. So anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. And by the way, there were free staters throughout the crowd. A lot of new movers, too.
Nice.
I met some people that had been there just for a couple months, or one guy had been there for like a year, in New Hampshire. Jesse's in Virginia, and he called in the other night to announce he's planning on moving up here. Go ahead, Jesse. You're back.
Hey, Ian. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Hey, so I don't know if you remember where I was trying to kind of continue with my story, but yeah, I've been working at this car dealership for 5 years, working close to 60 hours a week, and I was a technician there, then started selling cars, and somehow in this messed up economy, I was able to sell a good number of cars, made some good money, but now we're not even getting like any inventory. There's no new cars at the dealership. Normally we have about 200, but there's
really
nothing coming in. Yeah.
And how much of this is because of the chip shortage? I have a friend of mine on the West Coast who works in the automotive industry who says the same thing, but his opinion is that he's not seeing new inventory because of the chip shortage.
Yeah, that's definitely a big part of it too.
Mm.
It's that, and then also. Because there was a fire at this company where they make most of the microprocessors.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you have governments around the world shutting down, you know, production and lockdowns and all that other great stuff. But
that's frustrating.
Yeah, so I'm looking.
Yeah, how can you sell things if there's not an inventory to sell? You're the greatest salesman in the world.
Exactly.
You still got to have a product. Damn.
Right. I was able to. Even through that, I was able to sell 16 cars in July. And
cool.
That 90% of those cars were just like pictures on a computer screen that I had to sign people up on.
Wow. So they're not even test driving things, is what you're saying. There's no test
driving. Yeah, hardly. I would have to test drive them in like a pre-owned vehicle to get them an idea for, you know, how the car would handle.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's kind of going away. So I'm gonna have to find new work.
Well, the good news for you is that sales is a skill that generally translates from industry to industry.
Sure, yeah.
You just need to be able to apply your sales training that you have in the automotive industry to say another industry,
one that actually has a product to sell, preferably.
Right.
Cool, man. So, I mean, look, one thing's for sure, there's jobs aplenty. I mean, they're just all over the place.
If you're willing to work, there are jobs. If you're willing to have a job, there are jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything else you want to share about your experience, why you're moving up to New Hampshire?
Yeah, I've always thought about it, thought about doing it a little bit later in life, but there's been a few things kind of lighting a fire under me.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those things is I had a friend pass away this past July, and then my mom passed away the month after that. So that was just really tough for me and my family. And, my mom died in a hospital. She had, what they're claiming was COVID. But
You're skeptical of this?
The way, I just did some, digging around, after, while she was in the hospital, while she was sick and everything. I always knew these vaccines were, bad news, and she was warning me about those. And it was only after her passing that I discovered that the hospitals are using this drug called remdesivir that a lot of nurses and doctors are speaking out against. And just the protocols, they're not even testing these patients for any other disease once they test positive with the PCR test, which is, not 100% accurate.
Oh, that's questionable. So as soon as they test positive for COVID with, these unreliable PCR tests, they're just saying, oh, well, it's COVID, and then not doing anything else.
Right. I heard that from one of the nurses speaking out. They usually do, they swab your bronchial tubes, pull out a bunch of stuff, and see what you got, but they're not even doing that with patients.
Wow.
Jesse, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with the move up here. Feel free to give us updates
keep us updated, man.
As they're coming along. And, of course, there's ways to get in touch with folks on the ground here. There's the Shire Society forums over at forum.shiresociety.com. I know the Free State Project has a contact form there as well. They can get you connected with people across the state. So get you plugged in when you get on up here, whether it's to visit or, as he says, he's moving up or coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. With you in the studio tonight is Ian
and the Captain.
We've been talking a lot about the restaurant business and how they are suffering right now. And they've been suffering in, you know, various different ways for the last 18 months, but things have not gotten better. They've been bailed out. The government gang in D.C. has cut checks to restaurants. They're demanding more. They're asking for more now because they can't find staff. And their customers are bailing on them because the prices are getting too high, because, well, prices are going up, because inflation, because the government gang is printing out money with no plans to slow that down. So, you know, expect the food prices to continue to go up.
And it's rather horrific that people, society, is in a conditioned state where when things start going awry for their business, even if it's government costs, that the first thing that they think of, not the first, but like one of the things on their list of like, hey, let's beg government for more money, for handouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shouldn't even be a thing. Right?
It shouldn't.
It should. Like, people should not even think that is an option. It shouldn't be an option, nor should you think that it's an option. Because when you do accept something like that from an entity known as government,
strings attached.
There's strings attached, and what you're really doing is you're stealing money from other people before it's given to you. Now, you're not doing the stealing directly. The agency, the organization known as government, is doing the stealing for you, and then they're turning around and giving some of it to you, whether it's via taxation or whether it's by printing more money and devaluing the current.
Well, and as we've seen, it hasn't actually helped. You know,
no.
Okay, maybe it helped keep your doors open, but it hasn't gotten you new employees. It hasn't gotten more customers through the door. And so ultimately, it's just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah.
As long as you aren't free to, you know, make decisions about your business the way you used to, which is to say, decide who comes in and, you know, what your prices, you know, all these things. You can't do that stuff. So another handout's not going to fix this.
If I were, I don't know, if I were some sort of an evil person with a grand master plan, you know, and I wanted to devise some way to sort of kill the restaurant industry, this is how I'd do it.
Yeah, that's what's happening. And it's even worse in New York City. We just finished up a story about New York City restaurateurs that are, they're literally about to go out of business in less than 2 weeks. They've dropped by 50%. And since 2 weeks ago is when this mandate, this vaccine passport went into place, and the, you know, business has dropped off a cliff. Because there's a bunch of people who aren't willing to get the vaccine or the vaccine at all, and now they can't eat out.
Yeah.
Unless they can sit outside, which, of course, in a number of weeks is going to be completely untenable. There will not be an option for outside seating for most people.
Not anywhere where winter is a thing.
And it's a thing in New York City.
Definitely.
So final update here on we've been looking at just generally what's happening to restaurateurs. It's been focusing more on the small business, the mom-and-pop businesses. They're the ones that are suffering the most. They don't have mega corporations backing them up like fast food chains. But that's what this next story is about from Reuters. And it says here, as New York, San Francisco, and a few other U.S. cities and counties require restaurants to check proof of COVID-19 vaccination to dine indoors, some fast food chains are simply closing their seating areas altogether, even if the move may dent their sales. Well, why is that? White Castle shut their seating sections in more than 20 New York City locations in September after New York City began asking. No, media, they're not asking.
No.
They're telling people they have to show
that
proof.
That frustrates me so much with the media.
They always
the government
that.
Is asking. No, the government never asks.
They don't.
Never.
That's not their
Because
right.
if they asked, you would have an option to say, nope.
That's not in the whole definition of to govern, right? They don't ask nice.
Word.
They threaten. And if you don't do what they say, they hurt you. So they are asking, forcing people to show vaccine mandates or vaccine passports. By eliminating dine-in options, restaurants are forced to rely entirely on carry-out, drive-through, and delivery orders, which are generally more profitable. That also means they can eliminate costly labor required to clean the seating areas and check customers' proof of vaccination, and perhaps have an extra employee work the kitchen or counter instead. As we were just reading in the story about New York City, these restaurants now have to have an extra person up front just to be their doorman.
Right.
To check. I mean, they're already suffering, and they already can't find people to work. Now they need a new person.
Yep.
Just stand there and do absolutely nothing except this government-mandated task.
Because government said so.
White Castle Chief Operations Officer Jeff Carper said the chain was able to redeploy some labor to focus on drive-thru, delivery, and pickup. Taco Bell, which is owned by Yum Brands, which last I checked was a PepsiCo corporation, said they're encouraging customers to place online orders, adding that, quote, our restaurants comply with federal, state, and local regulations and guidelines to keep our team members and customers safe, because all mega corporate government obedient companies are like this. They are doing the government's bidding, and they will continue to do the government's bidding because that's their deal. That's what it's like to be a corporation. You sign up for corporate protection, you become a part of the government. You become protected by them. That's what corporate veils are supposed to do, protect people from liability. Well, guess what? You also have to do everything they say.
Yeah. I love I actually dislike the people who rail against corporations. Well, corporations are a government creation.
Yeah. They don't rail against the government corporations.
No, of course not.
Because remember, your city government is called a municipal what?
Corporation. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, if they were consistent in railing against corporations, they would, of course, include government.
The worst. Yeah. The worst corporations, because they're monopolies.
The corporations that created the corporations that they're railing against.
Correct.
And once you become a corporation, as you said, you have to subscribe to their rules. Otherwise, you go out of business.
The rest of the story is just blah, blah, blah from these corporate mouthpieces about how obedient they are. But the reality is, this is a smart move for them, right? To close the indoor restaurant area.
If I were in a restaurant and that was the case, I would do the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's the path of least resistance. You can't afford to hire another person.
Nope.
And you can't afford to let people in your doors and sit down inside. So lock the doors, do drive-through only, do delivery only.
Yeah.
Bob, because, your uncle.
Yeah, because, if people are inside your restaurant, guess what? Well, now the inspector gets to come in. The police get to come in. Whoever it is. New York City's got somebody enforcing this. I don't know if it's the health inspector or the police department or both. But somebody is going around. That's what started. And so they quote-unquote, implemented this in mid-August, but then they were going to begin enforcing it in mid-September, these vaccine passports.
Yep.
Now, they said during week number one, okay, yeah, we're going around and checking, but we're not writing tickets, so they're giving, you know, bad boy, you aren't doing what we say, you better start doing what we say.
Shame, or else.
But who wants their customer to have to deal with that? Now, certainly, many of the most obedient pro-vaccine people, they're going to be happy to pull out their vaccine passports.
Yeah.
But what if you are allowing customers in? There was an interesting video I saw. Dan Dix, he's a Liberty guy from, I think, like Vancouver or something like
that.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with him.
And I just happened to catch this on social media. Him and his wife went into a restaurant in whatever Canadian city. And, of course, Canadian cities are vaccine mandate crazy. The whole provinces are. It's a bad, bad scene up there.
Yep.
And the business owner said, I need to see your vaccine passport.
Papers, please.
And they took an interesting approach. Rather than what you might have seen on some videos online where somebody, like, makes a scene like, how dare you ask me for my vaccine passport? How? You know, you've seen this stuff, right?
Yeah.
They took a different approach. They said, hey, we don't have one. And then they pulled out their phone and showed them, like, turned the phone screen on and showed the employee, or I think it was, like, the manager.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever the hell was on their screen. It wasn't
blank
a plan. Yeah, it wasn't a vaccine passport.
Right.
And the manager took the phone, looked at it, handed it back to them, and served them their meal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Smart, smart approach. Now, of course, if there's a sting operation going on that's taking the same approach, then you could get busted. Which is why I say the smartest thing for a business to do is just go ahead and close the inside. I know you want to operate the restaurant the old ways, but, you know, who wants their customers to have to deal with the cops coming in and going around, so I must see your passport. Passport, please.
The papers.
Yeah. So that's the latest on restaurants. And, of course, a lot of these fast food companies are now designing drive-through only locations.
Right.
Have you seen some of these designs where it's like multiple lanes? I mean, you've already seen McDonald's doing that.
Yeah, they're looking more like banks.
Yes.
Right, where they have, you know, your food's going to come shooting down through the tubes.
which is just so impersonal, but
this isn't new, though, to fast food. When I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee several decades ago, probably 25 years ago, there was, I think it used to be an old photo mat.
Oh.
Right? Where it was like the drive-through, drop off your film for your camera. For those of you listening who aren't familiar with cameras and film, there used to be anyway.
Kids?
You could drive through on either side, so you could drive through, and all they did was burgers and fries. That was it. And you couldn't have it your way. You just ordered like one of three selections, and their fries were delicious, and it was cheap, and it was great.
Amazing. The number here is 603-283-6160. Come up, Mr. Gox, the hamster, picking the winners of cryptocurrency. Play about it on the way. Plus, the California school mandates. That's some bad news.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.